keeps me moving on. right. Well, that's about the worst review ever.
He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders, because he's got his nose so far up your business, it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news.
Well, Stas.
Lucas, how are you going? How you been?
I'm much more sober this weekend, this week than I was last.
It's been 4 weeks, I haven't spoken to you.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it's lockdown city, bitch.
Apart from before the game, apart from during the day, apart from yesterday.
Apart from, you know, in constant chats, but other than that.
Apart from that, yeah, it's been a long time. It's been too long. Welcome back.
On the Western Front.
I mean, unfortunately, we had the technical difficulties last week to prevent us doing the pod.
That's right. Very technical.
I had to leave someone on the couch, passed out, but it was okay.
Live to fight another day.
We're back. We've had the byes, and we're back to it.
Some of us are on another bye. if we get to the matchups.
All right, we'll start off on the bye, shall we?
We'll start off on the bye. So Stars sitting pretty, number one, pumping out big scores. You know, has the gall to have David Swallow, who's been averaging 90 plus as his bench emergency. Pretty handy, 105 there. You'll take that. And Brandon Ellis is 101 tonight.
And for Hawker, that will be looped.
Hawker has got, I mean, he's lost already. Is he going to be able to get 200 points?
It'll be fine. Hawker's okay.
He keeps on keeping on.
He tries.
So Nick Newman coming off a handy sub affected 111 last week.
That was ridiculous.
That midfield, just absolutely delicious. No complaints there, I'm assuming. And then Nick Nat, he's going to absolutely fucking smoke Tom Hickey. He's going to show him why they kicked him out of West Coast. He's elite, but then there's elite, and then there's Nick Nat God status.
Enough on.
And then, yep, going into the midfield, going into the forward line, look, I think the most important player there is the package.
He's just full on, isn't he?
Yep, love it. Just bulging, just thrusting out.
It's a matter of time, surely. It's been 2 weeks in a row he's been good.
Mate, you make hay while the sun's shining. So, yeah, look, that's looking good. Tasty bench cover. Daniel Howe. I thought Boffa had Howe.
He dropped him.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
He was told not to, but he did anyway.
Yeah, well, look, the bully Fisher Islanders got him, I guess. Forward line. Brett Bewley is an emergency. I like that. Really good pickup on the free agency. And then, yeah, picked up Pedler. Was that just to piss off Hawker?
Oh, yeah. Pedler's, if you look at his underage scores, they're quite good. And I've finally had some breathing room with my bench to actually pick up one of these sort of long-term keepers. Long-term, yeah.
Look at that.
It's
pretty.
It's all green. I don't even know who to play as a loop option. I've never had this before. This is fantastic.
Mate, you don't need a loop. Surely you don't need a loop against Hawker.
I've had injuries, mate. So we'll see how Pedler goes. But if you want him, make me an offer.
Surely a future first or three.
Just three. That's fine.
All right. Now moving into Hawker's team briefly.
Sitting last, unfortunately, but he's in a real build phase for some reason. It's all young talent, and he's going to struggle to keep 13 players. So there's going to be some tough cuts here, these young boys, but at least he gets the first look at them. He has been on the FA list trying to get some loop options or just some heartbeats. Lockie Scholl has the potential to score big, runs his ass off. Is he sort of a long-term prospect, do you think?
If he holds defender status, yes. Yep. If he's a mid-only, I don't think he can be kept.
Well, Isaac Quayne, I think we both like as a keeper option. You've got Kelly, Henderson and Lever. They're just stopgaps, really. Look at his midfield. Tom Mitchell's obviously the gun. Parfitt's got potential. And the rest are, I guess, potential long-term plays. Now, Matt Rowe didn't look his best, but they have a 30-odd point quarter.
He just needs... Yeah, we were talking about this. I think he needs a bit of time in the twos, not because he's a bad player, but just like he's played 10 games and he's coming off multiple injuries. Maybe let him work into a season.
A bit of confidence, bit of touch, but there are signs there. So if you want a low ball for Matt Rowd, I'd say don't bother.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't bother. He's too good for that business. Walker's not stupid.
No. Australia last set after kicking the winning goal. Fantastic effort. Good ruckman. And then the forward line, you've got Toby Green, probably the best forward in the competition right now. But to have
yeah, that's
Vizella, so. That go on. It's go on, blow it.
Captain of GWS.
Over the Vizella.
Yeah.
On, blow it.
I don't have one.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, there we go.
Very, very happy with yourself, aren't you? No, thank you. Enough now.
The rest of that forward line is...
Let's just move on. I don't think I'll be looking
at... You're going to absolutely belt him. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right.
Moving on to the next game. That's Legolas versus Awesome.
Tough little match here for Legolas. I mean, this is one you want to put away early and quickly. So let's see how you've got here. So, Taylor Daniel, where's he playing this week? You're centre half back last week.
Oh, fuck knows where they'll put him.
Playing North, so should dominate. Jaden Short, 63, a bit down from his usual output, but I mean, it's not the worst score. Whitfield's back, he's dominating. Dougal, how would you put in the on your field? So playing Collingwood should have a decent score, and Jack Bowes, 98, is a very, very tasty. Midfield.
It was the only good Jack on the night.
Have you got a full team in the midfield?
I do, yes. I've got what at the moment.
This is what we've been scared of. If Legolas gets his act together and gets his medical team right, it's looking...
I don't have all midfielders, though. That's part of the issue.
Zorko pumped out 150 last week, so who cares? McRae, Zorko, Hunter, Adams, Fife, Shuey. Jared Berry is now in for his first game in a long time. Yeah, that's... I think if you can make the finals, damage will be done. Riley O'Brien...
My only issue is that Clark, McGrath and Crouch aren't due back till, like, grand final weekends.
The engine room there is looking like it's ready to fire. Riley O'Brien, averaging 83 this year. He's actually... You think he's had a bad year, but 83 for a ruckman.
It's down on what you'd hope, though.
Yep.
Down on the hype.
Compared to your opponent playing Reece Stanley, I think you're right there. And the forward line's hand, I mean, Tom Phillips has been disappointing in classic. Jack Graham with the 42s.
It's the worst game he's had in 2 months of
finals. Pell Pepper, Membry, McKay. Membry and McKay can go big on their day. And then you've got the Riley Collier Dawkins as the loop option as 28.
Not taking that 28. Glad I started him as the emergency.
And if some real, as always with your team this year, some decent talent on the bench.
They'll be all right. They'll come back next year.
Yep.
Fit and firing.
Always next year.
Now moving over to Team Awesome. So he picked up Stanley, which has let him put Big Boy in the back. He had 93 from Hooley, which is a great score. Super happy with that.
You see his ankle twist.
Yeah, I know. He looked like he just snapped it in half, syndesmosis, and then a bit of leather went under his nose, and he was like, nah, cheapies, get back on the cheapies. So, look, you don't want to see the grades of the game go down, even when you are, you know, playing against them. Bailey Williams has been pretty consistent this year, and coming up against North, I expect points. Ramp, he's been just... underrated, and then Rotham's been good, but struggles away from home, which West Coast have for a while now.
Still, 74 averaging defender, and long term is probably the Hearn replacement.
Yep. Oh, look, he's a good player. I think he's a really classy player. Just needs to tidy up. Get his travel routine sorted.
And how's that? How'd that go last yesterday? Properly.
Yeah. Well. Those dirty West Coasters. Yep. Going into the midfield, fairly solid. Steel, Seedsman, who's been averaging 95, just another one of those Crows that's had a bit of a resurgence. Carl Lamont's been good. Warple, he's been disappointing. You'd be a bit disappointed with Warple. 76 averaging mid. Yeah, and he's going to stay as a mid only. LDU showed some signs. I think you'd be reasonably happy with LDU. Just... again, middle of the road. Polek, does he play?
No.
He's on the extended bench.
No, he doesn't play, so there has to be a change there.
Change of mind. Trent DeMont's had a good bounce back after having that injury.
Three North players in the midfield, three too many?
Well, we've had this question mark over Team Awesome before, and he tried to divest himself of North players, but every time you let me go, they pull me back in. going into the ruck, I like the Stanley pickup. He's averaging 75, but he's coming up against the big Sam Draper, though, so it will be interesting to see if he
there
burns
are
him around.
Teams short on a ruckman, and I'm sure they would have been very keen to bring in Reece Stanley, but I think Team Awesome beat them to the punch.
Absolutely. He was dominating the waiver one. and then his forward line. He's got four key forwards, but this is the scary part. If they all come off, they're all capable of 120 plus. The ceiling is very high. And Walker's still averaging 83. Graham Myers is a handy return as well. So big inclusion for him in the forward line there. And then Sean Higgins dropped.
Yeah, so, I mean, you expect that from a 34-year-old, however old he is. So take him a week off and you'll probably guarantee he comes back. So that's okay.
Do you have concerns about the age of Geelong's midfield and whether it's flag or bust?
Oh, I think it's a cliff that they're heading forward at full speed.
They're going to win it this year. Like, they can't lose it.
Do you have a spare hour to talk about their list management strategy?
Yeah. Oh, a separate podcast.
You get wipers on for that?
Then the bench has got Trent McKenzie as an emergency, and that's it. It might be a last man in, first man out situation.
He will know the North final teams before lockout, so he has an option to flick off McKenzie for someone who is a heartbeat.
Mm, yeah. Moving over to the next game.
Fingers crossed. Well, here we go. This is it. This is the game of the round.
Third versus fourth.
How tasty is that hand, Pony? You wouldn't know.
Yes, well, is good. Mm-hmm. So going through Pony's team, gun in Laird. Maynard bounced back to form last week, and boy, did he need to.
Yeah, but lost the game with that free kick he gave away.
We only care about fantasy, buddy. He's coming off 123 and 133. You take that to the bank. And that's what you expect from him. He's a good player. Stephen May, handy little pickup. I thought that was, good coach. 65 average Cunningham, solid, gets the job done. And then Chris Mayne, absolute gun. Don't know why any team would give the great man up.
Is that, sum up balls to the wall, Chris Mayne?
Oh, yeah, he's going for it.
You just take our head off to Pony.
Yep, absolutely. Got to go for it. Moving into the midfield, they're all really bloody good scorers. So Redden, Selwood, Shields, Hopper, Crisp, old Perry Sauce, and Angus Brayshaw. That's a solid midfield.
You said good scorers, and you said Angus Brayshaw in the same
breath? Yeah, he's definitely been the struggle town.
Yeah.
Ruckman, Todd Goldstein. I expect, unfortunately for Timmy English, I expect Goldie to beat him in the hitouts, but then Timmy will run him around the ground. And then the forward line, bit makeshift based on his injuries, but Kelly and Stevenson are really good. Elliott's been pretty good this year, but for that one, the injury-affected game that stuffs his average up. But then Luke Richards and Ed Richards can kind of be up and down on their day, but he's got the loop there with it. Ned Flanders, but he won't be taking the 49. Flanders has been good, but just not
a bad option there for a young player.
I like Neddy.
So a few injuries on the bench there, and you have to say it's a pretty strong team as it is. Fish Island is coming good at the right times.
And you've got guys like Young, Dersma, and Warner only a couple of weeks away, so cherry ripe for a finals run.
And you got to a healthier Pony Fish Islanders. So go on.
I was just saying, he's only got a week to spend those extra picks that he's banked.
Yeah. Days are confused. The superior Pony Fish Islanders hasn't lost a game to Pony ever. the hand battles they've had. So Fortunately Pony's been going hungry and he's looking to reverse that trend this week. Fortunately, today's confused, the quiet achiever, Mr. Cool, Calm and Collected. His team's good. Shepherd Salem Cummings been amazing last few weeks without the other bloke, Ash.
Yeah, great pickup.
Harris Andrews, bit of a weak link there. Dyson Heppel's just been racking it up like he used to do in the juniors. Who's is out for the defence to have Harris Andrews playing?
He's missing. He's not playing Sean Attlee. So Sean Attlee's role has it's been pretty bad the last couple of weeks since.
Attlee's not a player, is he? He's not an AFL player.
Attlee, well, yeah. Allegedly he is.
Okay, righto. Probably a little spot there to fill in. All right, Dave's confused. Midfield, we go on about it every fucking week. Yep, fucking top shelf. Even Robum, 85 as a 20-year-old. Just Michael Walters is the question mark here.
Yeah.
How do you see him going forward?
He's cooked. He does have Cochran's 75 on the midfield as a loop option on the bench, so I'd be looping that in and probably moving Walters forward for a Lloyd or a Lloyd. Yeah,
I don't even know about that with Walters. That's the one weak link in this midfield, which is absolutely solid gold apart from that. Seckler's been absolutely great coming in the last few weeks. You're going at 70, just under 70. You take that for a backup ruckman. Dusty Martin's been a bit down, but you know he's going to give you a score every week. Billings, Lloyd, Jeremy Cameron, and Miles Bergman has been a fantastic pickup.
Yeah, he's had a good couple of weeks. He's got a nice fantasy-friendly role. Who
have we got here?
I'm banking the ham to go to Pony.
Oh, I just think the form of Dave's confused against his brother-in-law.
Nah, this is the week.
This is the week. I mean, we had the big week last week where a streak was broken.
Yep. So I think it's a trend that's being set. So all right. I think just with Harris Andrews on the field, Michael Walters on the field, Daniel Lloyd on the field, I feel like there's a lot of holes there.
All right, fair enough. Pony for you, I'm going Dazed. Should be an absolute cracking game.
Yeah, it will be.
Now, what's one bit cracking game?
Okay, so this is another one of those buys that we talk of. DTA 7. To be fair, people call it buy, but Geelong Vipers has been throwing up a couple of handy scores in his time. So he knocked off Merker. Well, he knocked out. He's currently win-loss is his record. So he's had a win in there. So DTA 87's got Len Baker's 49 in the back line, which is that was not so pretty. Everyone in Richmond really had a bit of a stinking night tonight. Lockie Ash has returned, so it'll be interesting to see how that affects other points. So we were just talking about coming before.
Yep.
Blixstars has been bloody good, solid. Brody Smith's been pretty good.
Nathan Wilson.
Out of the Crows travel. Nathan Wilson's a bit of a scary one for me. That had me a bit
that's
nervous.
That's a no for me.
Going into the midfield, does Lachie Neal play?
Surely not. There's no way. Why would they play him?
He's got
a sore shoulder. He's got a sore calf. They're playing Crows.
Yeah, they're playing their broken witches hats. Beware of a late withdrawal here. So I'd be. He's got Jeremy Sharp 62 as cover. So
probably just take. Yeah, I don't mind that as a laid out cover.
Yep. That's what he's got. So, Fiorini, 101. Do you think Fiorini is in the team next week?
No, he butchered the fuck out
50%.
Of
it. So he's had more turnovers. He just about had as many turnovers as he did possessions. So
it pains me to say it because I love that boy. He's one of the original stars.
Yeah, a bit disappointing. You'd be a bit frustrating on him if he can just sort his life out. Just hit a target, mate. But then, yeah, the midfield's rounded out. Ed Langdon and James Ash, very good. Matt Flynn in the ruck could struggle this week against Maxie Gorn.
He's back too, I believe.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
There you go.
Warning. His return side. And then another stinky score. So Shai Bolden only had 55. Richmond, just a flat night. But the rest of that forward line's good. Fogarty returned to the side, probably good for the break. Charlie Dixon, Nick Hines been a revelation. And then Big Cholo, 78.
What would you offer him in a trade?
Oh, three firsts.
Yeah, that's about right.
Just the haircut. Yeah,
it's about the par, isn't it?
Yeah. And then what have we got on the other side of the fence?
Do I have to talk about Dazed? Not Dazed, Vipers.
Yep, you do.
Zach Tui's been quite handy in defence, but he's about 35. Tom Doty, 63. Does that get it done?
Oh, should be better than that.
Really, he's coming good the last week or so. He's had a shocking run after his concussion. Jack Zabel was 106. I would not have picked that at the start of the year.
Nah.
To play on there, and Alir Alir, I think he had about a 30 last week.
Yeah, that was gross.
Struggle times. Seb Ross has been handy, but 80 averaging mid. Unders for what you want is your midfield. Luke Edwards is with a big question mark here, so we'll see if he gets named in the final squads on Friday afternoon. Tucker, Cripps, Robbo, Ward, Libba. So, what do you think?
They're all solid contributors.
The word for it.
They're not A graders. They're all 80 average mids.
Yeah. Sam Draper, we know will be good. Obviously he's warming up. He's very young. He's had two knees, so.
Yep, I don't have no that Draper. He's gone.
Has the keys to the solo ruck of Essendon for a long time. So definitely hold him lock and load. Paddy D, he's back.
He is back. He's returned.
Yeah, classic target. And what else have we got? I'm struggling here. Atkins, Bruce, Hosking Elliott, Neil Bullen.
Yeah, they're solid. They're all solid. Like, Neil Bullen's averaging 70 or something.
Again, that's been nice. They picked up James Cousins off the waiver wire, who's not playing. So that's an interesting pickup from Vipers. Yeah, we'll see you next year, I think.
Yep. Good work, DT87. You'll bank that win, buddy.
Nice. Easy win. Moving on.
Manic Monkeys versus Aussie Merker.
Jeez, this is actually a pretty decent game for where they are on the ladder. Manic Monkeys, I think, is just out of the eight. And Merker's had a few losses in a row now, so he's has to get back on the winning table.
Yeah, would he be starting to get nervous?
He's a pretty confident bloke, Merker. Backs himself, as he should.
Yeah, I'll be back anyway.
A few losses in a row, and sitting in that sixth position could drop out. Could fall away, West Coast style.
Yeah, he needs this win. Definitely needs the win this week. So what have we got here? We've got Luke Ryan in defence, Darcy Byrne-Jones, Stewart Witherden on the extended bench, I'm assuming.
Surely.
I think he plays. And then Riley Bonner, which I like that. Good little pickup as D5. Moving into the midfield, Tim Kelly's 30-something last week. He's surely not going to deliver up that garbage again.
No, he was first week back from injury, so you expect him to come back.
Yeah, I agree. Stronger. I think they were all a bit underdone and coming up against probably the best midfielder in the comp. Took Miller, speaking of best midfielder in the comp. AJS Hawker, just take note. That's
Took Miller, T-O-U-K.
Pigger. Took Pigger. Gun. Just what a gun.
Will he win the Brownlow? Well, obviously he can't because he's been suspended.
140.
He'd be one of those players to win the Brownlow.
Yeah, he could be. He's averaging 121. Patrick Lipinski. Patrick Lipinski's on the extended bench for the Bulldogs, so
I've got the green tick for him.
Yeah, I've got the green tick, but I'm looking at the team sheets and he's on the extended bench. So
yep. Well, thanks, AFL.
AFL Fantasy knows what they're doing.
Mm.
Blake Akers, Brad Crouch has been really good, and Matt Kennedy was a handy inclusion. He's had a couple of probably strung three good weeks in a row now.
Yeah,
that
he's
playing a ball.
Nice waiver wire pick up that one. I got in early.
Yep, very clever. Like it. Speaking of waiver wire pickups, picked up McLean as well. He's averaging 71. You take that. It's not bad.
Another good pickup off the waiver wire.
Yeah, Sean Darcy, just ruck pig. Josh Dacos has been 50-50.
I ask you, who is Sean Darcy rucking against this week?
Yep, Sean Darcy's going to go huge. Jordan DeGoey back in the team, so that's a good, you know, handy return to form. And then he's got
last few weeks, hasn't he?
Yep. And he's got the elite Tom Hickey on the bench there in the ruck. Sarong on the bench.
I think he's just sending a message. Could just do that to young players that seem to get a bit ahead of themselves and slack off. He's put him on the bench to say, here you go. You can play reserves this week.
Here's another spray for you. Him the extra spray.
Give him one.
So, fucking strong. Sort your shit out. Fucking, otherwise you'll be packing your bags and you'll be staying in Victoria forever. But, yeah. Rest of that team, he's got emergencies on every line. Not going to be looping Will Powers 55. So
a nice healthy bench there, which is for coming to finals times.
This is a big game for him too. If he can win this, he's back in the eight.
Need to win. Tomoka. He's picked up the big trade before last round at the 11th hour was the James Harms inclusion. Didn't let him down. He's been quite solid there in defence. Dale, the waiver wire pickup of the year. Markov's been fantastic. Now he's got Clark on the field, so he's looping in the Lacocious 96. As you would.
Is it a bit cute putting Lacocious on the bench?
No. You've got the loop option. He's got a full bench as well. Yep. I don't think so. He's playing Gold Coast play their first game.
What if someone gets injured, 10% injury rule? Late withdrawal.
No, but you do have the option to move around with a late out. I don't think so.
Only midway through the round, it gets hard to shift players around when teams have already played.
Lacocious has had a few very poor games.
Yeah, look, if you've got the luxury of benching a bloke averaging 85, all power to you.
Being in the top six. And look, McDonald, we'll see what he throws up. Been a bit disappointing coming back from his injury, but should be better for the long run. The midfield, the makeshift midfield that's absolutely gunning it. Ben Keys, yep. 110. Oh, yes. We all sort of had a little bit of a laugh at that keeper, didn't we?
We did, but we were wrong.
Alfred Lockie's laughing.
Absolute elite gun midfielder.
We laughed at Luke Dunstan. He won't get.
No, we laughed at someone picking him to keep, not at someone picking him up as an FA.
Yeah, Gaff's been disappointing, actually, of those three. Monday, we didn't laugh, but round 13.
That was a great pick-up.
Who cares? I'll pick Phoenix Spicer. Could have had David Mundy. Ed Kono, won't say no more about him. And Zach Jones is not in the not named, so he's...
Yep, so what's he looping there?
Well, I don't know. That's actually a good point there. Like, this, maybe you are correct about being too cute. What's going on? Mm-hmm.
Yep. I would be, I'd be, in case of fuck up, I'd be putting Florent on the field with your emergency on Narkle. You do have the option to put Zach Jones on the field after Narkle's game. So just, don't shoot yourself in the dick.
We have the best young player from this year. Yep. James Jordan, best young player this year, you have to say.
Yep. Gun. Great pickup.
Fortunately, Hawker missed that one. Grundy's back. Lock and load. And the forward line, as we know, it's up. Key forwards, they can go huge. And when it goes huge, it pays off. Norton, Darcy Cameron, Darling, Danaher, the Nunes as that sort of half-forward hybrid. Looking pretty good there. Looking good. I mean, you've got Robinson, Oscar Allen, Peter Wright. They can have bigger scores on the day, so he's got options.
Yeah. And then he's got Devo as a loop there. Oh, sorry, as an emergency option. He's got emergencies on every line. So
again, all green ticks pretty much there. And then Jed Anderson's not far away, surely.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Projections here have Manic Monkeys ahead by a fair amount, but there's a few loop shenanigans in play.
Yeah, I'm backing Monkeys in, actually. I think he can get this done this week.
Miller helps, I'm going Mirko.
Just feels like a danger game. It could be a price for being too cute.
Could be. I think Mirko will fix up the little mistake he's made and have the win.
Yeah, it'll be close, but I reckon Manic might just get there. All right, let's move on to the next game, the last game of the round, Slippery Gypsies versus Disposable Heroes.
A big game.
Yep, this is another big game. This is
fighting for top eight, and Disposables is trying to cement himself in the top four.
So going through that defence there, we've got Slippery's got Lloyd, Noble, McGovern's returned, Mason Redman, and Nick Loston, who looked like he'd tweaked himself, but he's made it back on the field with the 65.
And back to some points, which is handy.
Yeah. That midfield, probably one of the best in the comp. Lyons, Parrish, Petrarca, O'Meara, Chera, Smith, and Yeo. He's up. That midfield's definitely up there. Shane Mumford in the ruck. Bang. Big money.
The ruck has been a struggle for a Slipper in the past, with Witts going down. That's a huge loss, but he's been able to make up for it.
Yeah, he's done the merry-go-round well. Langford's been a gun. Josh Thomas was an interesting pickup, but we'll see if that pays off. Taylor Giray, Zach Bailey and Snelling, all good inclusions, and Snelling's been averaging 76 this season as a forward, so he'd be very happy with that. Not going to loop. Well, I didn't even put the emergency on Shane Edwards, and good call, because he only scored 39.
Yeah, off with the injury. It looked like he was down.
Richmond stunk.
Stunk, yep.
Now, swapping over to Disposables, we can go through the team that Legless built.
Yeah, thank you, Legless, for this poor Slippery. When's it his turn? Because these players here that Legless gifts him.
Maybe strategically I needed Slippery to slip out of the eight.
Look at the players. Shanahan, you had Shanahan once.
Yep.
Yep, Daniel Rich.
Pony.
That was Pony. Dawson, you had Dawson, didn't you?
Yep.
You've had Ryan Burton.
Yep.
You've had Jack Sinclair.
Yep.
There you go. So you're welcome. Ollie Wines, have you had Ollie Wines?
No.
I had A. Brayshaw.
Yeah, I did. But Wines has been awesome this season.
Yeah. He's been really good. Jai Simpkins an absolute gun. Tom Green's been put into the side after being dropped for some dumb reason. Dan Houston, you used to have.
Yep.
Roy Sloan, probably had him, but he was touted to be out for the rest of the year with a finger injury, and he's decided to play on and have surgery at the end of the season.
Keeping Jackson Haley out.
Yeah, well, I don't know how that's happening. And Pendle. So playing Pendle in the midfield is how good
Wardline's
going. Maxi Gawn. Jeez, that's a... He went balls to the wall at the start of the season. Good on him for that.
Yep. Brave move.
Ainsworth. Do you know who Ben Ainsworth is?
I do.
Can you tell me who Ben Ainsworth is?
He is the bloke that is happier to be at Team Disposables. He's just... It's got a coach that's looking after him now. 108. Big night. You'd be very happy with that as a new owner.
Ron Marshall's coming back from injury. Had, I think, a quiet game last week, but St Kilda is so much better with him in the side. Taron Thomas, another one of your boys.
Yep.
And Rory Lobb, have you been offered Rory Lobb in a trade?
I have, yes.
You sound disappointed with that. You sound a bit tired and jaded.
Look, don't need him. Thanks, but no thanks.
Comment. And then Aaron Hall, 101.
Done.
What a RF pickup that was, RFA pickup. Unfortunately, the bench is looking quite bare. Rosie and Newcomb are the only two players with a green tick next to them. So that could be telling. Any laid outs could hurt poor Disposables there.
The projections have him ahead by 80. So
I think his team has a bit more firepower than poor Slippery's, and especially with those two gifts of Ainsworth and Thomas
and Dawson.
The others that you've given him, yeah, Dawson, Sinclair, Brayshaw,
Burton. Burton's not really a gift.
It's a burden.
Yeah. Look, I'm going Disposables in this one.
Yep. That's it. We're done.
All right, mate. Good speaking to you again. glad that we were sober and I wasn't heaved over on the couch.
Yeah, we got through it, so we're back. Do it more often.
That's right. Sounds good to me. Good luck, coaches. Have a good weekend.
All right, catch you, guns.
Yeah, man.
We hope to resume normal programming this time next week. Please stick around.